Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week, in a special edition of the podcast, we bring together Scott Sabella, the president of Resorts World Las Vegas, Rick Hutchins, the senior vice president of casino operations at the property, and Tom Gingoli, the executive vice president and chief operating officer for Konami Gaming, to talk about how the new technology offered at Resorts World Las Vegas is breaking barriers for customers and employees alike. The GGB podcast is brought to you by IGT's Peak family of cabinets, performance-driven and player-tested across the board. Find out why operators bank on the power of the Peak at IGT.com/peak. One more hour and my life will be through. While the newest property on the Strip, Resorts World Las Vegas, is clearly one of the most attractive, compelling, and unique casinos, it's what lies under the surface that is really exciting for casino operators. Resorts World has opened with a full suite of technology to enable cashless transactions, touchless contact points, and a compelling way to use the loyalty program. We're joined by Scott Sabella, president of Resorts World, Rick Hutchins, the senior vice president of operations, and Tom Gingoli, the executive vice president and COO of Konami Gaming. They talk about how the technology is designed to perform and how the Konami Synchro system is a linchpin, enabling various vendors to offer ways to set up a digital wallet, buy in on slots and table games with a simple phone app, and a way for the casino to stay in touch with its customers 24/7. The three executives joined me via Zoom from their offices in Las Vegas in July. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. This is a special edition of the podcast. We've got some great guests today. We're going to talk about the technology at Resorts World Las Vegas. Our guests are Scott Sabella, who's the president of Resorts World Las Vegas, Rick Hutchins, who's the Resorts World Las Vegas senior vice president of casino operations, and Tom Gingoli, who's the executive vice president and COO of Konami Gaming. So welcome, guys. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
Great to be here, Roger. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Roger. Great to be here.
Scott, let's start with you. What a great property it is in terms of its physical shape and the way you have it laid out and everything, but you've also created a real differentiated technology experience. So why was that such a priority for your team when you opened up here?
Well, it was, like you said, it was a top priority. It's the first property to open in almost over a decade. And technology has changed rapidly, and it changes rapidly on a yearly basis. So we wanted to make sure we were state-of-the-art property and took advantage of the technologies out there today. And there's some really cool features that people really expect when they come here, and we're able to create that from the beginning compared to some properties on the Strip that maybe don't have the infrastructure, cost a lot of money to make changes like this. So it was important to us that technology was our number one priority. And every decision that we made when we designed the property, the way we operate, had to do with technology. And the system with Konami was just one of them.
Okay. So I know it's relatively early on, but how have your customers responded to this so far?
I'm not going to say everybody's using it because it's still an education process. And when we opened the doors, we were just overwhelmed. But again, we're the only property that has RFID chips where we can rate you when you play. It's a cashless system at the blackjack table or table games, which nobody has. So there's a lot of features that we're still educating our database with. But I think Rick can share with you. It was a low percentage, but just to get a low percentage, there's still a lot of people that are taking advantage of the technology. And I was surprised by that when Rick shared that with me just through the first opening week.
Sure. Well, Rick, explain the milestones in the casino technologies that were achieved when you opened up to the public just a few weeks ago.
Yeah. As Scott alluded, we wanted to be really lean forward on the technology. And, when you look at what's out in the market, what people were focused on kind of pre-pandemic and during the pandemic, a lot of it was about cashless. But we wanted to do more, right? We wanted to integrate table games, slots, and our loyalty program and have a completely cohesive technology experience. And so that's what we did. So when you think about what Konami has helped us achieve is building an environment where our table games and slots both have ticket in, ticket out printers in them.
Right.
You can move from a slot machine to a table game. The integrated RFID technology that allows us to not only have 100% tracking on the table games for player ratings, and then the cashless wagering at the table games and slots. And so we have what we believe is first in the industry, fully integrated cashless and Tito slot and table game technology. And so that milestone right there is, it's largely, the first. Have a lot of industry executives said we took a big leap, and a great leap for a lot of people to follow.
Great. Why don't you walk us through exactly how a player, gets money from their either their bank account or their credit card into their gaming account, and how they use it, to either put it on a slot machine or a table game.
Yeah. So, first and foremost, we wanted to make sure that we kept this foundation of how a guest wants to gamble within the environment. That's there, right? So they can play cash at the table, play cash at the slot. They can do what they want to do, but when we move them to the app, right, they can download our Resorts World app. They enroll in the Genting Rewards program. We have a couple of options. So one, when you enroll in the Genting Rewards program, download the app and say, I just want to deposit money on my account. Mm-hmm. I walk over to the cashier's cage. I can deposit money. It's there available now in my gaming play account. It's on my wallet that I can then go play a slot machine, play a table game, just walk through the user interface with the buttons, and then I can play. We also partnered with Sightline, who has Play Right. Plus feature. Mm-hmm. And so what that does is allows us to have a prepaid American Express card, and we can then, or prepaid MasterCard, so they can connect their financial institutions, their bank accounts, they can connect it, and they can fund through the Play Plus right into that same wallet, move it from your Play Plus card into my Gaming Play wallet, and then I can play. When I win at the slot machine, I have more money in the Gaming Play wallet. I can move it right back to my Play Plus account, or I can go to the cashier's cage and cash out. The day two functionality that will be coming within the next month or so is I'll be able to walk up to an ATM. Mm-hmm. And I'll be able to cash out at an ATM, or I'll be able to fund my wallet at the ATM. So I'll be able to have that convenience should I not be one that wants to connect to through the Play Plus option. Okay. We want to have a variety of options for the guests to be able to seamlessly have this cashless wagering experience. Not one that we drive, but one that the guest really gets to decide what's most convenient for them.
Okay, great. So Tom, we've known for years that the Konami Synchro system has been the best in the business. You guys were the first ones to really track non-gaming spend and things of that nature. So what's it like to have Konami's system at the heart of the newest mega resort in Las Vegas?
Well, it was certainly a thrill for us, Roger. And when Scott and his team started meeting with us close to 2 years ago, and they shared their vision with us on what they wanted to do from technology standpoint, from gaming and non-gaming standpoint, we were really excited to have the opportunity to do that. Currently we have our system on the Strip at the Stratosphere, as well as the Sahara. But this was really the first time I'd have to say that our company was, on the forefront at the ground level with a new integrated resort from development. And it was really exciting for our team. Scott, gave our team access to the property while it was under construction. We had people over there constantly to actually see what their vision was to do it. I think, the way our system is architected, we're kind of the engine that's driving the floor. We connect, I think it's probably 40 or 42 different systems that they're using. Rick could probably speak to that a little bit in more detail, but whether it was the Hilton system, on the hotel side, right, the table game system, all the cashless, as Rick touched about with Sightline, our service bus is just the engine that's kind of running everything on the floor. And it's been super exciting, for us to be part of it.
Well, Rick, I know you got to keep this simple for the most part. I mean, we saw how long it took Tito system to really break into gaming and become accepted. But you've seen some positive impacts from your players so far. I mean, what's the reception like with them at this point?
Yeah, it's there's a couple of different touch points, right, that have the different reception. When you just think about Tito, right, I mean, a guest is sitting there, they're playing cash, $500, and they're racking up some chips. That part then becomes the employee drives that transaction when that guest gets up to walk away, right?
Right.
So rather than let the guest get up and walk away and go stand in line at the cashier cage, why not color them out right there? And so our employees are engaged with the guests to go ahead and color them out there by cashing that Tito ticket. And it's simple but amazing when they cash out that Tito ticket and they hand it to the guests, and the guest said, well, that's pretty convenient, right? And so when the guest says that, you know you're onto something. Right. And that's just then the beginning for them to start right. using that across the different channels. But convenience is kind of the response that we keep hearing from the guests, you know, when they actually use that technology or see it mm-hmm. impact them.
Right. Have you seen the one specific aspect of this process that they really seem to be gravitating to?
Well, it's the largest is the Tito, right?
Yeah.
Because you have Tito all over
right.
your slot floor,
right.
and slot customers go from a slot machine in high limit, and they bounce over to the table, and they're reaching into their pocket for the cash,
right?
Because customarily you can't take a Tito ticket. The dealer says, no, I'll take that Tito ticket, right? So that is the adoption that is moving the needle faster.
Mm-hmm.
And that adoption is creating a lot of efficiencies already. We're not having to order more pit fills. We're having already seen reduced number of pit fills as a result of the use of the Tito ticket.
Sure.
Cashless a little bit different, right? Because the cashless is just about the guest seeing the value in themselves,
right.
whether or not they want to have it in a virtual wallet or the money in their real wallet.
Mm-hmm. So when the player leaves the table, can they get a Tito ticket at the table and take that back to the slots?
Yep, that's
okay.
right. Absolutely. Cashed out. We cashed out a very large Tito ticket for a guest that didn't want to have a very large amount of chips.
Yeah.
Said, just give me a Tito ticket and I'll go put it on the
okay,
closet.
Great, great. So essentially you can also do that with the app itself, right? I mean, you could go to the table with the app, buy in for chips, and then when you leave, they put the value of the chips back on your app.
That's exactly how it is. And the first, our procedure for dealers when they're cashing them out, we have the menu selection is cashless wagering option to push it back to their cashless wallet, or Tito second, or chips third.
Okay.
That's, you know, that's really how we're driving kind of the adoption through communication from our employees to the guests, so that the guests can actually feel that convenience and realize how much better it is than what it has been, you know, for years.
Sure. Okay, great. The Peak family of top-performing cabinets by IGT are accumulation of years of research and development, a passion leveraging both internal expertise and customer feedback. Results are a series of astounding cabinets that command attention with sleek modern features, ergonomically perfected curves, and bold design. Every aspect of the Peak cabinets have been scrutinized to ensure a comfortable gaming experience resulting in exceptional performance you can bank on. Learn more at igt.com/peak. And now back to our podcast. Scott, tell me about the non-gaming. I mean, I mentioned that a little while ago, but obviously we know that non-gaming spend on the Strip is, you know, sometimes north of 70%. Is this really getting the non-gaming spend as well as the gaming spend?
Yeah, absolutely. And like Tom said, non-gaming was our number one priority.
Right.
So we kind of did it backwards compared to what I used to do in my career, where we put loyalty programs together for the gaming customer, and then we say, oh, how do we add the non-gaming customer into that?
Right.
We created a non-gaming loyalty program through Rick's leadership with Konami. That's another reason why we chose their system, because that customer today is just as important as the gaming customer. We're trying to drive more gaming here because of the high-end business we're trying to create. But we're still gonna have a large, more than 65% of our gaming will be non-gaming here. So we want those customers to feel like the way we treat a customer and get the benefits that the gaming customer gets. And it's working very well. I think we've signed up over 60,000 people since we opened, just in our loyalty program. And a lot of them are signing up not just to run to a slot machine like they used to.
Sure, right.
They're using it to earn points, and you can redeem them if you go get a cup of coffee, if you go have dinner. Right there, we're asking if you want to use your loyalty points, tied into our Hilton Reward program. So far, it's off to a good start, but we still have to build up that loyalty base, and that's what we're working on now.
Sure. So, Rick, you mentioned the dealers and, you know, all the employees at Resorts World Las Vegas have to be trained in this, I would imagine. So how did you do that, and what kind of response are you getting from the employees?
Yeah, so it's, I mean, that's opening a property. You've got a lot of
sure.
things to train, right?
Right.
and making sure that Genting Rewards and our loyalty program is at the forefront of that was a focus for, you know, the whole property, right? Not only our loyalty program team, but our HR training team, and then each department. So, and that's really how you had to do it. One team can't train all the employees. You have to drive it through the department leadership, and the culture of having loyalty first has to start at the top so that we all drive that message down. And then you get into the technical functionality, right? I mean, right. You know, there's certain people need to know a lot about the program, mm-hmm. and certain that need to know just the basic functionality. And the more you can make it simple for them, the easier the adoption and the easier it'll be for them to drive the program home. We still got a lot of training to do because you got a lot of retraining. We just went through the opening and you know, it's like drinking from a fire hose when you open the doors. Now we're going to go back and settle back down and get some of the fundamental training back out.
So I guess you need to also train like the restaurant workers and things of that nature, the retail workers that are also going to be participating in this program.
Yes, not only our own workers, our own employees, but our tenant partners, mm-hmm. right? Because it's just as important if we have a lease partner out there. A guest, all they know is it's Resorts World,
right.
And if it's Genting Rewards, I want to be part of the loyalty program, and it's been Scott's vision, and that's the vision we're going to deliver to the guest.
Great. So Tom, you know, you've got a lot of system to interact with here. You know, we talked about the Sightline Hilton Rewards. I mean, how did you structure you know, the Synchro system to really interact with all these different programs?
Well, the interesting thing, Roger, is that the way our system is architected as a single, you know, non-forking code base, it allows us to integrate to all these different systems. And I really think, you know, I know Scott did his due diligence when he came on board and, you know, looked at the various systems out there. And again, the way that Tom Suka up in the group have architected the system, it became pretty, you know, seamless. Now, granted, we had to do a lot of APIs and, you know, opening up, you know, Windows and doing the custom development for that. But, you know, this all started close to 18 months ago when we sat down with Scott and his team. So we were really excited about the opportunity to integrate to all these, you know, unique things. And, you know, as Scott touched on, you know, his vision initially or early on was focus more on the non-gaming side, which, as you can say, would, you know, be some of the challenges were on our side, because most of the gaming stuff we've all integrated to one way or another. We've all integrated to, you know, all the back of the house systems. So there was a lot of different unique things that Scott and his team wanted to do, and, you know, by getting on top of it early on, it allowed us to do that. And so I think, you know, so far it's been pretty seamless. I think it's been a really good opening for us, and I think for the property. Certainly have, you know, some challenges here and there, but that's just all part about opening a new resort with all the technology. And so far it's been really good. At least Scott hasn't called to yell at me yet, so I know we're doing a pretty good job.
Right. So Scott, you know, I interviewed Omer Sitar from Sightline a couple of weeks ago about the program, and he was excited about it. But we talked about the app, and he said that, you know, I said, do they have to switch from a Sightline app to a Resorts World app? He said, no, Resorts World was very adamant they just wanted one app. So what was the reasoning behind that?
Well, again, like Rick was saying, we wanted to make it as simple as possible for the guests. And back to Tom's point, another reason why we selected Konami, because we didn't want to just create our own systems and start writing all these softwares for different programs. And that's why they got with us 2 years ago and we made this decision. So everything that we partnered with, we just plug in and it works. And that's how we want the app to be. We wanted to download one app and it takes you to all these different areas and it gets you going, gets you started when you check in. And we're talking a lot about the gaming side, but part of that app is that you can go, you know, we somewhat don't have room service here. We're calling it on the fly.
Right.
So we partner with Grubhub, and you can order anywhere, any restaurant at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And we yield it. So if the steakhouse is really busy, you may not be able to buy something at that time. But the system's so sophisticated, it's not like Grubhub at home and we just get a menu and pick what we want. We select the items knowing what we can get to you in 20 or 30 minutes. And it's called on the fly again. So it's just one app gets you everywhere. That was important to us. And that's why we did that.
Okay. And obviously you can use this at the pool and all those areas as well.
Absolutely. And it's going well. And we're going to, you know, we just opened. And like Rick said, I'm still drinking a fire hose. We're not there yet, but it's getting better. And yeah, you'll be able to send it to the pool and it can be one app. And if you want tacos from a restaurant, your friend wants burgers, it all comes at the same time, you deliver, it's a nice package, and we hand it off to you anywhere you're on the property, or of course up to your room. And so far, the customers love it because they have that variety and choice, and just not a typical room service menu.
Right. Okay. Great. So, Rick, what are your plans to get more players involved? Obviously, you know, this is an important element of the property, but you're probably, like you say, you're drinking from a fire hose now, so you probably haven't even thought about how to encourage people to get in. But obviously, you need more people to participate for this to become economically viable. So what are some of your plans to get more customers involved in it?
Hey, Roger, great question. I'm asking that every day.
I knew that was coming.
That's right. And no, I am. I am thinking very, I have been thinking about this, right? You know, we're in the Nevada Gaming Field trial stage of about 8 items, right? So we've got to get through the regulators to make sure that everything is working, you know, as prescribed, as described, and as developed. And so we have a great team in IT and our casino ops that's really focused on that. I'm focused on all of the next step in adoption with what we've got and all of the next steps in adding the technology benefits that's going to drive further adoption. So
right.
We've already got day two roadmaps, things that are ready to move, you know, move forward, help make it more user friendly, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's really about, and you hit on it, Scott touched on it, the app. The app has to have a value proposition for the guest to want to use it.
Right.
And so it's not about having a cashless wagering app, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because then that's got a single function.
Right.
It's a Resorts World app that we're talking to them periodically and we're engaging them from a marketing and a loyalty perspective. They go in and they can play a bonus game and they can just see what recognition they get. If we have that app that engages them, then we start having all of these other technological innovations, that things to make it more efficient to use. That's where the adoption goes up. And so we've got a lot of things in the near term pipeline to just make it more friendly for the guests and be able to do more marketing to them. But then we've got more technology enhancements to it. We want to stay out in front of this now that we've built it.
Okay, great.
It's a copycat industry too, if I could jump in, right?
Sure.
People, you know, pirate off everybody else. And I think when you see players using the technology, somebody else is going to say, hey, you know, what are you doing? Like,
right.
What's going on there? So I think a lot of it will adapt as, you know, players see people using, whether that's at the slot machine or at the table. And certainly the app, it will be the key driver of that.
Okay.
And Roger, I would add, what we're doing is very uncommon. And I got to give credit to the Game Control Board and the chair. I mean, they allowed us, and they were hesitant at the beginning. But they realize this is where the future is going. So we know we have this great program, and it's probably the most sophisticated in the country, maybe the world, but we want everybody to have it. You know,
yeah.
Nevada should be the front leader with these type of things. We probably have, what, I don't know, Rick, 7 or 8 trials going on. That's uncommon for a place just opening.
Right, yeah.
They gave us, you know, that much credit, and they worked with us, and it's going great because they want this to happen in Las Vegas. And they've been a great partner for us, with us.
Yeah, you know, I spoke with
I would reiterate that too. It's the same thing. You know, we flooded them with a lot of technology to get this property open, and it was a great job by both teams, Rick and his team, and Spencer Peterson on our side, who runs technical compliance. The groups really worked well together. You know, meeting with Chief Barbie and the staff at the Gaming Control Board. So none of this would have happened without their support.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. When I was interviewing the previous chair, Sandra Morgan, she told me that, you know, they were all behind cashless and getting into the casinos and being able to get over those hurdles that regulators used to have in terms of, you know, the transactions that were just technical and not, you don't have the actual dollar bills passing through them. And that was encouraging to hear from her. So, Tom, G2E is coming up in a couple of months here. You're going to be having a lot of your clients in town. Are you going to give them tours of Resorts World and show them how things are working there?
So we haven't really announced it yet, Roger, but you'll probably see an announcement here soon that we've partnered with Resorts World. We'll obviously be at G2E on the show floor. But, you know, we felt having our system there, all of our new technology, all our new games, provides a unique opportunity for our company. So we're going to be doing events there every evening of G2E. We're going to be doing live demos. We're going to have some contests and things like that. So we're partnering with Scott and his team and Rick and Donnie Taub, their chief marketing officer, on some things. So I think you'll see some announcements from us. We're going to do things a little bit differently this year. Like I said, we'll be at the show and supporting that because I think it's important for Las Vegas. Probably going to be the first big show back in town. So we're really looking forward to that and rolling it out. But we're also looking forward to the partnership at Resorts World Las Vegas. So,
absolutely.
Stay tuned on that one. Let Scott know if you need a room. You can go stay over there. I'm sure we can give you a demo on the floor.
Yeah, we'll definitely want to do that. You know, I'll be back in September, and I want to check it out and sign up and try it for myself. I was one of the early, the mules who had that Sightline used it early on when they had the beta test up at Mohegan Sun, so I went through the whole early stage of this. So I'm really going to be interested to see how it's really been perfected and being handled there at Resorts World.
It's, as Scott and Rick said, it's pretty slick. I mean, it's, of all the integrations we've done, it's clearly the most, you know, robust.
Right.
But it's pretty unique. I mean, you can literally sit at your home, fund your wallet, whether it's, you know, the cashless wallet that goes into the gaming wallet, and you go on property, and it's pretty seamless. It's,
yeah.
It's really a neat system that they've developed, and we're just happy to be part of it.
Great. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate the time, and I hope some people stop and see Resorts World and experience for themselves all this technology breakthrough. So thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Roger.
Okay.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with special thanks to IGT and its Peak family of cabinets, performance-driven and player-tested across the board. Find out why operators bank on the power of the Peak at IGT.com/peak. To learn more about the Konami Synchro system and Resorts World Las Vegas, visit GGBmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the recovery from the pandemic, delivered to your desktop every Monday morning, sign up for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.